Kubota and Mahindra, two of the top names in machinery. Ken Mills Machinery, 4164-9288. KenMillsMachinery.com.au. Proudly presenting Ben Dobbin and the Rural Queensland Today Wooshka Podcasts.
Welcome back to Rural Queensland Today. You're with Ben Dobbin. You can email me anytime you like. Dobbo at ruralqldtoday.com.au. Gone are the days where you used to just roll a swag, light a fire, and go to sleep when you go camping. Things have changed a lot. And whether you like it or you're not, there's plenty of people out there in the bush that can say, oh, that's how we used to do it, but we don't do it anymore. There's plenty of people that want a few creature comforts when they're camping now. It's a good chat. Lachlan Adams is the co-founder of My Generator, Australia's leading online comparison platform for all things camping and glamping. He joins me this morning. G'day, Lachlan.
G'day, Ben. How are you, mate?
All right. Can I ask, and this is a really, what is glamping?
Well, glamping, or a tent camper, is the hashtag that was sort of coined, is people taking their home comforts on their camping trips. So the latest camping equipment has technology integrated into products, basically to make the camping experience much more enjoyable. So baby boomers and great nomads are now embracing this technology. You know, like you said, they want to stay connected. You know, these days, one of the first things that people pack for their caravan and camping trips is their mobile phone. It used to be the parents worry about the kids going away. Now it's their kids worrying about the parents. Stay connected. It's gone full circle. But we know that they also want to stay comfortable as well. So they want to replicate the mod cons from their home and take them away to their favourite location. So here at mygenerator.com.au, the feedback we get all the time from these glampers or tech campers is that many customers want to have their latte in the morning, so they'll take their coffee machine with them. They don't want to use billy anymore to boil the tea, so they'll take a kettle.
This is you know what this has done? This has taken the fabric of what we were built on. This is Australia's history, and I mean, I understand what you guys are doing, but there is nothing better than sitting out around a fire, boiling a billy, and having a beautiful hot cup of tea, making a bit of damper in a camp oven or cooking your meal. You pack your tent, your swag, and a bobbing rod. You got no mobile phone coverage, and you know what? Life's complete. What has happened? Well, have we changed the fabric and ethos of Australia?
The times are a changing, Ben.
I'm still stuck in a time warp, I think. What else goes on? I've got to plead ignorance here, and it's good. We're talking. This is a good chat. Lachlan Adams, co-founder of My Generator. They're the leading online comparison platform for all things camping and glamping. What else do people want to take when they want to go camping now? What are the popular gadgets that people want to take?
Well, mate, the latest technology developments for camping products, which is starting to sell like hotcakes for Christmas and summer, we've got a Waco CFX 95-litre portable fridge freezer.
Sure.
Now, this was released earlier this year, and it's got two separate compartments for your fridge and your freezer, but the most popular aspect about it is it's Wi-Fi enabled. So it's the first portable camping fridge that is smartphone app compatible, meaning that you can remotely control and monitor the fridge freezer from your phone or tablet. So customers are loving this ability to be able to remotely control and monitor the temperatures of each compartment of their fridge. So, for example, you have a camper trailer and your fridge is inside the camper. You're inside your car and you can control the temperature of your fridge or freezer from your phone. So you can make sure the beers are nice and cold on arrival at the camp setup. It's got an alarm function as well, which is also really popular. So if you have fish that you just caught that day from fishing and you need to keep them frozen, then your alarm will alert you if the temperature has dropped. And similarly, you don't want your beers or wine to get warm, of course, so the alarm will ensure this doesn't happen either. So this is the kind of thing that's this is the kind of thing that's trending, Ben.
Oh, well, mate, I'm in a time warp. Next thing you'll tell me that people want to take air conditioning when they go camping.
Mate, well, this one is a game changer for caravans. So a lot of caravan owners will know that when you're free camping away from main power source, not in a caravan park, for example, you want to run your caravan air conditioner because it can get pretty darn hot in summer. And the AC units draw a lot of power. So you'll need a large-ish size generator, pretty bulky at times, and it's extra weight to carry around, right? So because most of your other appliances, when you're caravanning, camping, is 12 volts. So they're smaller. They don't draw nearly as much power. So this is the first caravan air conditioner with inverter technology, the Dometic Harrier inverter air conditioner. Now, without getting too technical, this inverter significantly reduced the startup power requirements of your AC. This is, as I said, it's a game changer because it's much more energy efficient, meaning you can run this Dometic Harrier air conditioner on a much smaller generator or even from your battery if you have the battery capacity. So it doesn't compromise on performance. Its cooling and heating capacity is just the same as the traditional caravan air conditioning models, but it's just much more energy efficient and it's a lot quieter as well. So, yeah, this is another one that is proving pretty popular with the tech campers.
No, mate, if anybody thought that campers couldn't be yuppies, were clearly mistaken, and it's a big business now. Mate, Lachlan, how do people get on your website and find out and have a look at how you compare different things and you give people like all the information about the stuff they want to buy? What's the website?
Yeah, good question, mate. Mygenerator.com.au. Beauty of the site is you've got a lot of user-generated content there. So we've got a lot of videos from customers who have used these products. We've got a lot of reviews. And so you can, it's not us telling you how good these products are or someone else. It's actually the customers themselves who have got these products. And you can have a look at videos, see them in action. And, yeah, all the information you need on those products are given you by people who have actually used them and experienced them in real life.
Unbelievable. Mygenerator.com.au, leading online comparison platform for all things camping and glamping. I'd never heard of glamping before I talked to Lachlan Adams. He's one of the co-founders. Things have changed from just rolling your swag and having a little bit of damper and bloody stew and reading a book and going to bed, but that's all gone. They were good days, let me tell you that. They were good days. My best memories of camping in the Territory. And anyway, things happen. I've got to get with the times a bit. It's a bit like the internet and mobile phones. Things have got to change.
You got to stay with the times and stay connected. But I've got one more for you, Ben, which you might like. This one,
This one
is pretty popular as well. So you'd be familiar with solar while you're camping. You probably used solar before, anyway.
Sure.
Power your appliances. Now, the gripes with the traditional way of doing it are the bulky glass panels. They're large, they're heavy, they're a bit fragile, so they're prone to breaking, and they'll take up a bit of room in your vehicle. So what Engel have done, you might be familiar with Engel, your listeners certainly would. They've been around Australia for 50 years making the bucket boxes, pretty popular in the bush. They've brought out these solar panels that are on blankets, so they're foldable. So they basically are like a picnic blanket with solar panels on them. They are great for transportation and taking up space. They only weigh 2 kilos, but they're a huge improvement from your typical glass panels. They're essentially indestructible, so you can't shatter the glass panels like you can on the old ones, and they're weather resistant. They're actually used by the US military. So you've got this canvas panel that you can roll out as an extension awning to your tent or your vehicle, and it will capture the sun, and a 90-watt solar panel blanket can run a 40-litre portable fridge directly from the panel without a need for a battery. So it also charge batteries as normal and run your mobile phone, but overall it's significantly more convenient to pack away and transport these things as opposed to the big chunky glass panels. So there's one more for you, Ben. I don't need a band on for you, mate, but there you go.
Unbelievable, unbelievable. Things are just a lot different than they used to be for me. Hey, good on you, mate. Thanks for being with us. And the website, mygenerator.com.au, get online, have a look. There's everything there, mate. A fantastic online and anybody, any camping gear coming up to Christmas. I'm sure your husband or your wife likes camping and they want a few creature comforts. Well, they're all there. Unbelievable.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for being with us, mate. We appreciate your time.
Appreciate it, mate.
Cheers. There we have it. mygenerator.com.au. That'll be it. We'll come back and wrap it all up. This is Rural Queensland Today.